At the king's house.
Tell him all about our troubles. He'll hear our faintest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer will turn it, and you know a little fire is burning, you'll find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He'll hear my plainest cry. He will answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayer with your journey, and you know a little fire is burning, and you find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to King's House 1 in Glendale, California. You're watching on the TV and listening on the radio. Welcome to our morning service in Glendale today. Good to see you. You look good. Everybody looks good. Are you cool enough?
Yeah.
All right. We'll sing a song to warm you up then, of course, with the high praises. All right. Well, you're filling up over there. You better hurry and get in here. There won't be no room for you if you don't hurry up. Hello, Wes. We're going to sing 240. In your hymn book. Now, there's a few scattered around over the congregation, and the rest of you, you just sing it like you know it, will you? 240. Number 263, yeah, book. Now, the rest of you don't have a book, you know how to sing this song, I know. Okay. And I want to see everybody singing. It's kind of dark up there. You need some light. I can't see you very well, but I want to watch you anyway. I want to see that you sing. Okay.
I can taste the love. Now, for all you that are watching on television the first time, that's the way this church feels about an offering. How's your dad, Wes? We've been praying for Wes Parker's dad. And Wes says he's a little better. That's good. I got a ring, Mike. To you that have been wondering, it's your applause. That's what does it. No matter how they adjusted it. Turn it down. To you that have been praying for Ed Masry, he's going to go home tomorrow. I was going to play my saxophone today. And I brought the stool, and I was ready to bring the sax. And then that's what I thought. Christine, man the ramparts and send Shaq in here. We got to do this every Sunday. I'm sure glad the rapture doesn't depend upon a trumpet to be heard through this sound system. Some of you wouldn't make it at all. Joe ages every week. Why don't you find the culprit that does this to us, Joe? Can you hear me over there now? What happened? I got a divided opinion. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me back there? Can you hear me up there? Can you hear me back in the catacombs? Can you hear me up there? Signs of mental deficiencies when you get a little higher. They ruined my punchline. 10 years and I haven't removed and gotten rid of all the smart alecks yet. Me and God are working on it, I'll tell you. Can you hear me up there? As I said, okay. Try it again. Is that any better? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. As I was, can you hear me? Can you hear me right down here? I got my sax out today, and then I noticed there was a screw missing. And I said, oh, shucks. And I just now discovered, I put my hand in my pocket, and there it is. But that's all I brought. Where are we going to be Easter Sunday?
Shrine!
Shrine Auditorium. I'd like to fill that place up. I really would. One of the nicest things that's happened to us in the last year, and no small part of the credit for many of the good things that have been happening, is because of that nice thing that happened to us. I was reading that new book done by people who love to take pot shots at giants while they're no longer around to stomp on them. Seems to be the fad. And you remember my remarks when 2020 took some swipes at Howard Hughes. Too bad the world continues to target those who do things. But I hate cowards. You know, the man's not here to swing back. Well, I was reading that book that I consider to be largely bunk. One of the good parts is I noticed about 174 pages in, Howard Hughes had trouble with the FCC. That alone makes him a giant. The bureaucrats don't understand, really, where free air blows. They live in the smog. And I mentioned Greg Boucher as his warrior in that scene. Becoming a dear friend in addition to the help is icing on the cake. But I really want this congregation that knows what it is to fight for values that we hold dear to know that no small part of the good things that have been happening to your pastor, and no small amount of credit that allows me to get off the battlefield long enough to do a little more teaching goes to Greg Boucher. He and his wife are here today. I want you to give him a King's House greeting. Would you stand, please? You know, I teach that courage is 90% of faith. That's the missing ingredient that these mystifiers of spiritual things have missed. Greg's got a heart that beats almost too strong for his years. He's like my dad, I think they're eternal. They just keep going on. I wish I'd met him 10 years ago. We'd both have this country under control if we'd started. Now it's offering time. Get your money out. Storehouse Meat is the song. It's always the same. We need $114,000 by tonight, and we're going to get it. You could do it right now. Come on.
Christian, it shows by how you live. Do you have a mind to give, or is self-preservation your decision? Do you go to church on Sunday, then forget it all come Monday, or do you practice faith each and every day? When they pass the offering plate, do you ever hesitate and renege a bit on what you ought to pay? They all say that you can't take it with you. isn't true once you understand the plan. There's a bank account compounding in glory with dividends awarded to the wise steward man. All you have is on a loan. There's no need to cry and moan. If on judgment day you end up poor as dirt, when you rob the storehouse meat, don't expect God to be sweet. In the long run, you're the one who ends up hurt. Understand the plan. There's a bank account compounded in glory with dividends awarded to the wise steward man. All you have is on a loan. There's no need to cry and moan if on judgment day you end up poor as dirt. When you rise, don't expect God to be sweet. In the long run, you're the one who ends up hurt. Now if you rob the storehouse meat, don't expect God to be sweet. In the long run, you're the one who ends up hurt, 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 hurt. Don't rob that storehouse meat.
The guy's on a sparrow. Give me that key. I got an usher that can run out quickly to my car. There's a red book right between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. Run, one of you. Get it. Bring it to me quickly. His eyes on the sparrow, Sammy. That's nice, Sammy. I wonder how long it's going to take us to get these mics right. I got a ring. Heaven is where there are no microphones. Hell is where they have microphones and Jimmy Swagalong. Did you like that cigar last night? Some say that smoking's a sin, but tell me, how can that be true? For smoking has been in this world since Adam taught Eve how to puff. Now if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers, they would too.
Yeah.
I know how to hit chords.
Okay.
Turn that piano down.
Yeah.
Now, if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers, they would sue. And Britain would be full of folks who had a proper crew. If they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if it wasn't really, then the pressure would be done.
We carry on this crusade. This is the only church in the world that is truly Protestant. We protest, the rest of them just, all they've got left is the ant. Trying to set you poor Christians free from being beat on all day long. I mean, today they're going to really beat on you. Yeah. Majoring in minors, leaving off the good news that we're children of the free, and that God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners... I get so tired of Christians loving my soul and hating me. My Bible says Jesus was a friend of sinners. Give me everyone in town. They know they need help.
Some say
better
that drinking's a sin. But a gaggle is good now and then.
You got it.
Yeah.
For drinking has been in this world forever and ever. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, if it wasn't legal, then the lawyers they would sue. If it would be full of folk that had it. If they didn't like it, then away the girls would run. And if there wasn't plenty, then the pilfer would be gone.
What I said. Now you can have the verses by the words of the chorus. We'll send it by registered mail to all who give $114,000 today.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows fall? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven home?
Take it, Sam.
When Jesus is my portion,
because I'm free.
In my love, till I come.
Said. How many are here at King's Houses, King's Dishes from out of state? Would you stand, please? Where are you from? Where are you from?
Texas.
Way up there in the balcony, where are you from?
Orange City, Michigan.
Aha, way up north, out of the snow. Orange City, Michigan. One of our best stations out of Bay City, Saginaw, Flint. Did I miss anybody? We've got to keep our record intact. King's Houses should take their vacation here. And place else to go. Now, John, before I preach, I want you to calm them down.